Over 10 years ago, Frank Warren was a small business owner living in Maryland. He wanted to find a way to connect strangers with one another through an art project. The rules were simple. On a postcard, people anonymously mailed him a secret they've never shared before, and they still do. It's become a huge success known as Post Secret. Along with his blog, postsecret.com, where the secrets are posted weekly, Warren launched Post Secret The Show, where secrets are acted out in a theater setting. The world premiere was in Charlotte about 2 years ago, and it returns this weekend. Warren spoke with WFAE's Sarah D'Elia.
Every emotion under the sun is covered in Frank Warren's Post Secret project. Sometimes he gets funny secrets.
I feel guilty when I take elevators for one floor, so I limp when I get out.
And sometimes heart-wrenching ones.
I smile sweetly and pretend to sympathize with my friends who are always fighting with their mothers. I would give my left arm just to have my mother alive to fight with.
The point of sharing them, Warren says, is to show how connected people actually are, especially when we feel the most alone. Warren says the live show is an exciting way to bring the secrets to life.
And we try and do it in a creative, immersive way. So before the show even starts, there's a tweet wall on the screen where people can text in their secrets anonymously or messages. The actors themselves, before they really get started, share a true secret from their own life with the audience. We tell the most inspiring and romantic and painful and funny secrets that I've received over that decade of time. And at intermission, we invite audience members to write secrets on postcards, submit them anonymously, and some of those get shared back in the second act.
You've been doing this since 2005, Post Secret in general. So
yeah.
It's been over 10 years. What keeps you surprised about doing this project and this work?
Well, I'm never shocked anymore when I see these secrets, but almost every day I'm surprised. And I think it has to do with how honest and vulnerable people can be. For me, it's the content of the stories and the secrets that keeps it special. It's the stuff that people wouldn't tell to their closest friends, sometimes to their spouse, to their psychiatrist, to their priest, but they're sharing it anonymously in, I think, a very powerful way.
Are there any common secrets that you get?
One I get frequently, probably almost every day, is an expression from an individual trying to find that other person who they can tell all their secrets to. And I see that kind of secret expressed, you know, dozens of different ways every week.
Yeah. And I've read that there have been marriage proposals through Post Secret.
Sure. I've got one in front of me here. This is a postcard that came to me a few years back from Pasco, Washington. On the front, it has a picture of a couple underneath a tree. There's a heart. Almost every secret I get on a postcard has this visual element to it, a picture, a drawing. And the secret on this one reads, "I didn't enlist to escape you. I enlisted to pay for our wedding. Will you marry me?"
Aww.
Yeah, and in the Post Secret play, Post Secret the Show, we have a couple of these marriage proposal secrets in very creative ways that we share with the audience.
Do people, they still write to your home address, correct?
Yeah, I'm still getting the postcards for sure.
Is your safety ever, are you ever worried that someone's randomly going to show up to your house? Because that would be my fear if I was doing something like this, that I'd have someone kind of overstep that boundary.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you one of my secrets. When I first came up with the idea and told my wife about it, she didn't think it'd be much of a big deal. But when she discovered our home address was going to be on the cover of a book that turned out to be a bestseller, it kind of unnerved her a little bit. And yeah, we have had some people come by the house for sure. Normally, it's just to see where all the secrets are going into the mailbox, or maybe some kids come by on Halloween. In addition to candy, they want to get their book signed or something. It always seems to be something positive, though. I think that's part of the nature of the project that people really understand is the positive nature of these secrets. And what I feel is a respect and dignity I'm presenting them back to the audience with. And I think that comes from my background. Before Post Secret, I was a volunteer on a suicide prevention hotline. And in some ways, I think that that's where the seed of this project was planted, because at 2, 3 a.m., I'd be listening to these anonymous callers telling me the confessions they'd never told anyone before.
Yeah. Well, and that job and the job that you have now of running Post Secret, I mean, that's such an emotional load, I feel, that you bear every day reading some of these really heart-wrenching secrets. how do you detach yourself from that? I mean, realistically, I feel like you'd have to detach a little bit for self-preservation.
Yeah. Well, I'm a guy, so I'm kind of detached to begin with. But I think my nature, too, prepared me well for this journey. When I was younger, I had some struggles in life. I suffered some losses. And so for me, when I read some of the more painful secrets, they don't depress me as much as they make me feel a sense of solidarity and connection and the understanding that we all have struggles and none of us are alone with them. And if we can reach out, maybe we can help somebody else and help ourselves at the same time.
He adds that 10 years and a million secrets later, checking his mail for postcards, he still gets a couple hundred each week, feels like Christmas. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Charlotte.